You know, with two dogs, a kid, and life just constantly happening in our house, I feel like I'm always cleaning something. I've tried a ton of products over the years, but Bullshot Carpet has honestly become one of those things I keep reaching for because it actually works fast. I've used it on rugs and upholstery, even after coffee spills and muddy shoes. I love that it dries quickly and doesn't leave a sticky residue behind. It makes cleaning just feel like less of a project. And Bullshot isn't just for carpets. There's a whole line of professional strength foaming cleaners for the messes life throws at you. There's Bullshot Pet for pet stains and odors, Bullshot Degreaser for kitchen grease, and Bullshot Barbecue for grills and grates. No matter the mess, Bullshot handles it. Just shake, point, and spray. Now, for a limited time, get up to 20% off Bullshot and free shipping when you text BULL to 64000. That's BULL to 64000 for up to 20% off and free shipping. That's BULL to 64000. Message and data rates may apply.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Number of leading figures within the League of Ireland, along with the former Ireland manager, have signed an open letter urging the FAI to refuse to play Israel in the upcoming UEFA Nations League. Among the signatories is former League of Ireland manager Roddy Connells, who is with us this morning. Roddy, let's imagine, it's unlikely, but let's imagine this is successful and Ireland boycotts games involving Israel. What is it that Israel would have to do for us to stop the boycott?
What would they have to do to stop the boycott? Stop slaughtering people in Gaza, I'd say, for starters.
And there would be a view that says...
That'd be a good start to make a statement.
There'd be a view that says that the vast majority of the military action in Gaza has concluded.
Well, concluded is not acceptable. They perpetrated, they've done it. I mean, it's not acceptable. Oh, it's over now, so it goes away. And the people that were slaughtered, it doesn't really matter now, but it's over. You know, that could reoccur again. It could happen. You know, look, Anton, it's not a debate. I had it yesterday, and I can't believe people can equate a game of football or the consequence of not playing a game of football to the death of thousands, the slaughter of thousands, whether it's in Gaza, if it's in Israel.
Sorry, Roddy, you've lost me a bit. I'm not debating you. I'm just trying to find out what it is that you want Israel to do.
What do I want Israel to do? To stop what went on in Gaza.
And to ensure
it doesn't happen again. And to reinstate the Palestinians. Well, I know it's rubble. You know, like, do we accept that Israel went in and decimated Palestine? Do we accept that?
What I'm trying to get a handle on, Roddy, is it that you are saying we don't like you because of what you've done and we'll never deal with you ever again as punishment for having done that? Or is it that you're using it to try to get something achieved?
Well, of course we want something achieved. Well, we want the world to identify that Israel were wrong for starters, because everyone just seems to accept that, you know, it happened. And, you know, that's life. Let's move on. So, what would you suggest, Anton? What would you tell me? What would you advise me to feel? I can only feel emotionally what I feel when I look and listen to what happened. You know,
but I'm trying to understand your actions, Roddy.
But I can't understand your question. I think it's a stupid question. What do I want Israel to do? What do I want Israel to do? I want people of the world, or people to accept, not accept, to try and figure out why did Israel go and slaughter so many people? Will they go and do it again?
Okay, how will you know when that's achieved? Because let's say the FAI does this. At a certain point, the FAI then has to say, right, well, we achieved, our pressure had an effect. Well, how will you know when that's happened?
Well, how do you know when it's happened, right? First of all, they have to do it. And then it might deter another Israel somewhere else in the world. We can't correct what Israel has done, but we can prevent it somewhere else. So we can make an example of Israel, if that's what you're saying. What do I want? I want the world to make an example of Israel or any other country.
So it's not about
this genocide.
It's not to influence future actions. It's to punish them for what they've already done.
Punish them for what they've already done. So they should go without punishment, Anton, should they?
Roger, you keep suggesting that I'm arguing a point with you. I'm just asking you about your point. Is it that that's what you're trying to do? You're trying to punish them for what they've done. I'm trying to understand, is this to leverage action, or is this to be punitive?
Okay, well, I think they should be punished for what they've done 100%. And I think the highlight, what they've done, the punishment should be that we don't play their national team.
Forever.
And I think that's a small... Well, forever, if that's what you would, until they accept, until they acknowledge, if they ever will, and until they reinstate the people of Palestine or give them that land back.
So until Israel ceases to exist, we don't play them?
Until they cease to exist. Anton, I don't know where you're coming from in this. This starts off as a sports question. I'm a football person, I'm not a politician. And I'm using football as my platform to highlight.
No, but you said we shouldn't play them until they give back the lands. Is that the lands of Israel? I'm just trying to understand what you're seeking.
Yeah, well, let me finish to answer your question. I'm a football person. I have an opportunity to highlight what the Israelis done in Palestine and they're working their way up now into Lebanon. And I want to highlight that through my sport. And I think a gesture of not participating in a game against the national team of a country who, in my opinion, have participated in genocide is a small gesture that may highlight to other people to wake up and realise what Israel have done. All and right. hopefully, sorry, Anton, hopefully well, prevent another country doing okay. what Israel have done.
Roddy, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Roddy Collins, of course, former League of Ireland manager. That's pretty much it for us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.